This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Greece has been politically paralyzed for 9 days ever since parliamentary elections revealed a nation bitterly divided. And now coalition talks have failed between supporters and opponents of the international loans keeping Greece solvent. As Joanna Kakissis reports from Athens, a new round of elections is expected next month, but fears remain that Greece may renege on its bailout terms and be forced out of the eurozone.
The deal breaker in unity government negotiations is the coalition of the radical left, known as Syriza. Syriza came in a surprise second in May 6th parliamentary elections and is leading in the latest public opinion polls. Syriza leader Alexis Tsipras says the other parties are blackmailing Greeks into believing that suffering painful austerity measures is the only way to keep the euro. In fact, says Syriza economist Euclid Tsakolotos, Greece must stop austerity to save the eurozone.
If there is a strong Greek government with a popular force, and if this leads to changes in Spain and Portugal, different balance of forces leads to different policies.
But other Greek leaders say the country should approach the anti-austerity conversation with a unified voice. Fotis Kouvelis, who leads another anti-bailout party, the Democratic Left, says Syriza didn't give that voice a chance.
It
seems from the very beginning, he said, some political forces only gave us one choice, for the country to hold new elections again. Those new elections will likely be held on June 17th. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Athens.